Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Can we start?
I know why you're in such a good mood. You're beside yourself. You think you really rocked the mic on the Herd.
I felt like I was at Burger King ordering a burger, and I just took the mic from the person. You remember the old days when you used to order? You guys don't know this, but in the old days at Burger King, they had a mic at the counter.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
Even I don't remember that.
They had a mic at the counter, and you would order, and the person taking your order would talk to the kitchen, and they would repeat your order into the mic to the kitchen because they would make the burger your way. That was Burger King. Have it your way
that
at Burger
motto.
King.
Yes.
But they used to have a mic. So that's what used to happen.
So anyway, you went a long way for that one. I compare it to a modern-day commercial. You know, I don't even know what the – is it? I don't know if it's McDonald's, Burger King, whoever, but Travis Kelce's in them now.
That's
where you're making orders at it. Okay, McDonald's.
And
you're making
orders. You
feel like you won some big thing, so you're celebrating. That's how you're acting. That's how you feel. That's how you feel. And it's all because of this.
This is about Independence Day for NFL America. The reign of terror will finally be over. This is what we're all talking about. Kansas City has to do this for every football fan in America outside of New England. We need this to end. The end of Tom Brady. The end of Bill Belichick. The end of cheating scandals. This sordid history, part of history in the NFL, will come to an end. It's all set up, and we can't wait to finally move on where we can have other football teams that play by the rules and can give us some variety when it comes to going to the Super Bowl and seeing some new teams there. This is it. I've been calling for it for years, but finally, this is the year where I'm going to be right.
Tom Brady could do that.
Tom Brady could do that.
The one thing I agree with in that monologue, spiel, whatever you want to call
it. It was a rant.
Okay, rant. The one thing I agree with is I've been calling for it for years now. That's right. You say the same thing every January.
But I mean it this time.
For the past 7 years.
Hasn't been that long.
Since 2011, you've been saying the same thing, and now you think you're right. But I got news for you, Rob. As much as I like Patrick Mahomes, and I really like Patrick Mahomes, I think he's going to just wreak havoc on the NFL record book. But it is not his time.
Tom Brady.
The New England Patriots will win Sunday. Book it.
What we got? Wings, right?
Wings. Wings.
Always wings.
I'm very confident. I'm very confident. Tom Brady is not done. I know you want it, but he's not. And let me give you a few facts.
Okay.
I don't even know that you're going to say anything. Like, after I give you these, you might just run off.
Oh, is that right? I might go do something else.
Let me lead us into the break. But anyway, in primetime games this season, and you do know this, because while I was singing Patrick Mahomes' praises all season long, you were killing him. And one of the things you said, they don't get it done in primetime games. And you're right. Including the playoffs, they are 2-4 this season in primetime games. Know what New England is? 4-1. And guess what? This weekend's game is going to be primetime. I'm not done.
The game starts at 6 o'clock. What is that, 6 o'clock Eastern?
It's the big game.
That's not prime
everybody,
time.
Every
prime
football
time.
Fan in America
Google,
is going to be watching
Google
it.
What primetime is. Primetime is after 8 p.m. That's prime time from 8 to 11. It has nothing to do with
prime time means when you're the main game.
No, that's not the main
Sunday
event.
Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. That's what, and it is the main event.
It's a Saturday
it's
afternoon.
It's the only game on Saturday at that evening. Time. Everybody's going to be watching it.
You can go ahead and fudge it all you want.
Fact number two, this season, including the playoffs, versus playoff teams, you rip the Patriots all year. Oh, they're beating up on the Little Sisters of the Poor. They're beating up on the AFC East, the least, and all that. Against playoff teams, Rob Parker, Kansas City was 3-4 in the regular season, 2-4. But 3-4. New England, you want to guess what they were against playoff teams this year?
0-something.
5-0. That's right. They didn't take Buffalo seriously. They didn't take Miami, your Detroit Lions seriously. They went in there cocky and looking forward to the next game, and they got beat. But when it came time to prepare, when it came time to really man up, step up, you knew you had to bring your A game. They brought it every time. Last fact.
Yeah, can I get
last,
in here?
Last
I
mean, fact.
Well, talk, about a, talk about we, a solo show.
We
can
listened
I get
to
in
your
here?
Little rant on Colin for 3 minutes. We even put music behind it. I don't hear any beat behind mine. I need a beat. That's right, yeah, LL. I need a beat.
You do to drown
1984,
out.
1984, baby.
To
debut.
To drown out this gibberish.
All right, here you go. Let's see. We'll see what the callers think if this is gibberish. All right, in the regular season for his career, this is in sub-freezing temperature.
Oh, here we go with the temperature.
Because it's going to be an Arctic blast. I think
no,
they said
not.
It, okay, it
it's
won't
changed.
It's still going to be chilly.
Oh, now all of a sudden
chilly
it's chilly.
Chilly is all get out.
Is it chilly or an Arctic blast?
It's going to be below freezing.
That sounds like a drink from 7-Eleven. Which one are you talking
below
about?
Below freezing. It's going to be below. That was your best one today. That's not saying much, but that it's going to be below freezing, all right? In the regular season for his career in sub-freezing temperatures, Tom Brady, 20-5. In the playoffs, 13-2. I'm done.
All right.
He ain't losing.
I'm glad you're done because none of that matters.
Really?
None
of
it. All right.
Okay.
These are the numbers that really matter. They are 0-3 in their last three AFC championship games on the road. Tom Brady and them, they don't travel well. They don't play well on the road. They haven't won an on the road AFC game in 15 years, okay?
When's the last time
that's
Kansas
how long.
City did it?
No, I'm talking about the Patriots. And then when
Andy
you talk
Reed.
About when you talk about
on
them,
Andy
Reed. You're talking about them on the road. They lost. They were. They lost 5 road games to all non-playoff teams, including the Lions, the Dolphins, and the Steelers. Oh my! They are not when you go on the road the same team that they are when they play at Foxborough. The whole idea that all of a sudden the narrative, everything in the past that's positive, they love, but when there's negative stats, they act like it doesn't matter because it's the past. You can't have it both ways, Chris Broussard.
You can't either.
Not in Rob Parker's America. You can't. I've been calling for it for years, but finally, this is the year where I'm going to be right.
That's the one sentence in that whole 78-sentence spiel. That's the one, that wasn't even a sentence, that was a phrase.
Is that what it was?
That's the one phrase that was true.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, he has starred in films Desperado, Heat, From Dusk Till Dawn, Con Air, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, the Spy Kids movies, Grindhouse, and many more. And he's also been on TV shows such as Breaking Bad, which is one of my favorite shows, X-Files, King of the Hill, and Sons of Anarchy. It's none other than Danny Trejo. Danny, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up? Go Rams!
All right.
You
ready to go?
You ready? You ready? Look, before we get to the Rams, I want to ask you, I know – you know, you in your younger days, you were wayward. You ended up in San Quentin, Princeton, and there you became a boxer. And you were actually the champion boxer in the prison lightweight and welterweight divisions. Did you ever entertain the idea of trying to go pro in boxing?
Well, it's hard to go pro in prison. I never thought I was getting out. But when I came out, I couldn't get a license, so I did a lot of club fighting, And that was kind of like the start of MMA, I think.
Oh, in prison?
Oh, you know, and so I couldn't get a boxing license. They put me on probation for 2 years.
Okay.
By then, I was 28 years old.
Do you still follow boxing?
Oh, absolutely.
So who you got in the Pacquiao-Bronner fight this weekend?
I think Pacquiao is just too good for him. Broner is kind of a even though he throws a lot of combinations, he's still a one punch wonder.
Right.
And Pacquiao is, you know, Pacquiao is kind of like Mayweather. Even though a lot of people say they don't like Mayweather, but probably one of the best boxers ever.
No question.
Boxer. Big difference in a boxer and a fighter.
Go ahead.
Broner's what do you call it? He's a fighter, you know, and Pacquiao's a boxer. So every time Broner moves, Pacquiao's going to hit him.
Yeah. Did you see Mayweather fight that Uber driver in Japan? What'd you think of that?
Oh, that was a good paycheck.
Right, for $9 million.
That's
a minute, 58 seconds worth of work.
That's ridiculous.
You know, but I got to tell you something. I got respect for anybody that climbs into that ring. I don't care how good they are, how bad they are. It doesn't matter. You climb into that ring, that takes some cojones, you know what I mean? So I give him his props. But anybody, Mayweather is going to make anybody look bad. Because while you're playing checkers, Mayweather's playing chess. That's just the way it is.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, we're the Odd Couple. We're on with actor Danny Trejo. And you started off your segment by saying, go Rams. So how confident are you this weekend? I mean, that's tough to go in there and win in New Orleans.
Are you kidding? Come on, man. I got a party going on at Trejo's Cantina in Hollywood.
That's right. That's your place.
It's going to be, I was sneaking into the Coliseum in 1957.
Wow.
And I love the Rams. I mean, I go all the way back to Norm Van Brocklin and the fearsome foursome and that's what we got right now, man. We've got that defensive line, got that offensive line. We got the two best running backs in the NFL. Come on, Gurley and Anderson, and then we got.
So Danny, let me say, when they left and went to St. Louis, did you stop following them? Were you hurt or?
Yeah, well, when they left and went to St. Louis, I just started worrying about point spreads. I wasn't too much of a
fan, whether they won or lost.
Yeah, I wasn't following them like they were my team, you know what I mean? I just worried about point spreads. And now, you know, hey, just bet the Rams, you know what I mean?
So who's your favorite player on the team?
Oh, God, it's like, you know, I mean, golf is amazing. And Gurley, another one. Ooh, I love that guy, man. He's just a tank. And Anderson. And then, you know what, really, one of my favorite pieces, you know, the coach. God, he looked like he just got out of high school.
It wasn't that long ago.
I was going to say, when they first hired him, such a young guy, was younger than a lot of the players and had never been a head coach, were you a little skeptical of him being an NFL head coach?
I hope this guy better get it together and come in with some good ideas, because people are just going to clown him, you know, about, hey, did your parents let you stay out this late?
Right, you're right. He's only 33.
Right.
I know, yeah.
Danny, correct me if I'm wrong, but obviously you're excited about the Rams. And I know some people are excited, but it doesn't seem like they've captured the imagination of the whole city. Do you think if they get to the Super Bowl that they will?
Well,
is that what it's going to take?
Wait a minute. Hold on. We've been selling out that Coliseum. It's like I love looking up that Coliseum. And they're in an empty seat. We got one of the reasons that we sell out is Los Angeles is so eclectic. Anyway, we've got people from all over the United States. So we've got you know, we've got Cowboy fans, Rams fans. We've got every kind of fan there is, and a whole lot of them. A lot of them Raider fans are getting rid of them jerseys.
They going to come over to the Rams, right?
Yeah, getting Rams jerseys.
Now, Danny, I know you're a big baseball Dodger fan as well. Did you think when they made the trade, you know, and got rid of Puig and all those other players, Wood and whatnot, did you think that it was going to be a foregone conclusion that Bryce Harper was coming?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. All I know about the Dodgers is that they made it to the World Series. You know, and what that means is, you know, one of the top teams in the National Baseball League.
But Danny, you're not settling for that.
Right.
Yeah, I know you want that ring.
They haven't won a World Series in 31 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And all we're gonna do is get better. You know, all we're gonna do is get better. So
you're optimistic. Year, I'll give you that.
Next year we got the World Series. This year we got the Super Bowl. And yes, I will be in Atlanta.
You will? Okay.
We'll be there.
We gotta get you on the show in person, hopefully. Because we'll be down there.
You know, it's like they're, God, when I was, I think when I was nine, I can't remember how old I was. My dad bought me a Rams uniform, complete uniform. And I just never forget. It was when I was a baby.
That'll make you a fan.
Norm Van Brocklin. I'm not sure.
So how are you? Are you as into the Lakers as the Dodgers and Rams? Like, how you feeling about LeBron coming to town?
Well, I think that's great, but. You know, it's hard for me. It was real hard to get into basketball because I wasn't, you know, 7 foot.
Right.
You know. There's not a lot of Garcias or Sanchez's on basketball teams. You know, and I love the players. You know,
right.
LeBron, I met him once in Florida when he was with the Heat, and I've met a lot of the great guys. But you know, you kind of. You know, if you're 5'6", 5'7", basketball's not really your sport.
Right. No, I understand it. So of all the teams in L.A., with LeBron and the Lakers and the Rams and the Dodgers, who's going to win the first championship out of those three teams?
Well, the Dodgers are going to win. I mean, the Rams are going to win a Super Bowl. So
it's the Rams. You really feel that confident that if they get in, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Are you kidding?
Danny, do you give any love to the Chargers?
Oh, I love the Chargers. You know what? If the Chargers were going to the Super Bowl, my shirt, the front of it would be the Rams, the back of it would be the Chargers.
Wow. Okay, so you're just an L.A. LA guy.
L.A. You know, it's like I was born and raised in Los Angeles.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Danny, great job.
Thank you.
We appreciate
Hold on. I'm shooting a video. You don't believe it. I'm on a set right now shooting a music video.
Really? Can you tell us who? With who?
I'm shooting a band, a video right now for Nick Waterhouse.
And, okay.
And so we just stopped production right now. I want you to know that's how important your sports show is.
Hey, we appreciate that, Danny.
Hey, Danny, how many slanted the clad dressed women are there on the set? How many young women there with little clothes on for the video shooting?
No, this is kind of a 70s show, but right now I'm staring at a gorgeous blonde.
Okay. I thought so.
That makes it a little easier to take that break and chat with
us,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, we want to get you. Hopefully we'll see you in Atlanta and we'll bring you on the set.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Danny, thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
But we did want to talk about the quote from the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, about Tom Brady not just being the GOAT among quarterbacks, but he went a step further. Rob G., could you read us the quote from Robert Kraft?
Robert Kraft talking ESPN says Tom Brady is definitely the greatest player of all time, not just a quarterback, in my opinion, because he's such a leader in the locker room. For someone double the age of some of the players to be able to lead like that and connect like that and have the work ethic that he has, and at the same time be so pleasant to be around, I'm really the luckiest guy in the world.
That's the most preposterous statement I ever heard in sports. Preposterous. It's ridiculous, Bob Kraft. Stop it. He is not the greatest football player who ever played the game. This is, once again, this prisoner of the moment. Let's have this false narrative.
Not prisoner of the moment.
The false narrative about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the greatest.
Can you just admit, though, it's not prisoner of the moment?
It is.
How?
Because he's on the verge of maybe.
It's been 18 years.
No, but he's on the verge of maybe trying to get to another Super Bowl. So now he's going to. This is the time. If you would have told me that he said this after Tom Brady beat the Falcons and came back, maybe I would buy that. But why is that? Why is he saying this now?
He was asked.
After a down year. No.
He didn't have a down year. He was a Pro Bowler.
He was a.
They're in the championship game.
You know
what are you
he shouldn't
about?
Have been. He was not. That was a down year for Tom Brady.
He's
Tom
41.
Brady.
It wasn't a down. He had a year as good as Aaron Rodgers.
No, no. Stop with the Aaron Rodgers.
He did. It's just a fact, right?
Am I working with you?
I'm with you on. I do not agree that Tom Brady is the GOAT player. The greatest football player. But to say it's preposterous.
It's preposterous.
To say it's prisoner. Mainly prisoner of the moment. Just stop using that term with Tom Brady. It's been 18 years of dominance. What
no,
are you
it's
talking
not.
About?
They went 10 years without winning the Super Bowl. He lost to.
Okay,
Mark Sanchez. You know what? You keep talking about it. It's not 18 years of dominance. He lost to Eli Manning twice and to a backup quarterback. Stop saying
okay,
it.
Okay, Rob.
It's not true.
Even if I give
it's
you that.
It's not true.
Which I'm only giving you that for the sake of moving on. My point is that the prisoner of the moment, quote, it just doesn't work with Tom Brady. Can
it
you stop
does.
That?
No.
Prisoner of the moment would be saying Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback in NFL history.
That's what you said
that would
earlier
be
this year.
That would be prisoner of the moment. Here's my reason why I think Robert Kraft is wrong. And in fairness to Kraft, we have heard people on Undisputed, ex-football players, say that Brady is the greatest player ever.
Who?
And here's
no, who?
I don't remember who
I don't
it
remember
was,
anybody.
But I've seen it. Here's my and you've heard ex players say it. Look, first of all, it's darn near impossible to say who the greatest football player is because so many of the positions have so many unique skills and different things that you do. Okay, heck, the greatest football player ever might be an offensive tackle for all we know. So it's very difficult. But what I will say is this, when I think of the term greatest player, not greatest wide receiver, not greatest quarterback, greatest football player, I got to think of a guy who I can at least imagine could tackle, could block, could catch, could run. In other words, there needs to be some degree of serious athletic ability. And Tom Brady, I think, is clearly the GOAT quarterback, the greatest quarterback of all time. But he can't catch. He can't run. I can't imagine him tackling. I would have to put Jim Brown. I have to put Lawrence Taylor. I have to put Jerry Rice ahead of a Tom Brady in terms of greatest football player.
And that's my point when I say prisoner of the moment. The reason is because of where they are, they're on the cusp of maybe getting to another Super Bowl, so that's why that comes out. It just doesn't make any sense to me that he would say he's the greatest football player. If you want a stretch and say the quarterback thing as a stretch, okay, you could have
that's
that.
That's not a stretch.
It is a stretch,
a stretch
in my opinion.
In your mind.
In my opinion. That's the only opinion I'm going to give you is mine. But the whole notion that he's the greatest player, did you see him in the Super Bowl? He couldn't even catch – he ran out for a pass. He looked ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, I I've heard former players. We'll ask Greg Jennings. It'll be interesting to see what he says. I think Jennings, doesn't he say Brady is the GOAT quarterback? I believe. But heck, even if it's in Montana, I wouldn't call Montana the greatest football player in ever.
Most people think
he might be the best quarterback, maybe, you know, it's him or Brady. But I like I said, player, you got to tackle, run, catch.
But there's like there's two
strength,
two sides.
Athleticism, all that comes into play.
Yeah, but a lot of people think Jerry Rice might be.
Because you can picture Rice doing the other things that you do on a football field. It's almost like it's not quite the same comparison, but it's almost like saying a pitcher is the greatest baseball player. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you would never say a pitcher, Sandy Koufax or Pedro Martinez or whoever you think is the best pitcher is the best baseball player ever. Because there's so much of the game that he doesn't do.
All you need to know is Walter Johnson won 500 games as a pitcher, and nobody considers him the greatest. His name doesn't come up like Babe Ruth comes up.
Right,
all right?
Right.
He won 500 games.
Great point. So, that's what – and again, it's not just Robert Kraft who says this. It's a lot of people I've heard say it. Let's give you a chance to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you want to get in here on who is the greatest football player of all time. But I just, the prisoner of the moment, Rob, I'm just trying to help you out.
Nah, don't help me.
It doesn't.
I'm good.
How does it fit Tom Brady?
I'm just saying.
It's 18 years. No. Whether you say it's dominance or not, he's been around for 18 years.
But I'm talking about the Bob Kraft to bring that up, to even mention that now.
He was asked to talk about Brady, and I don't blame him. I just think it's off.
I just think that. He's got caught up in that they won the home playoff game, and
but they get to the championship every year.
Yeah, but they
last eight, they've gotten to the Tom
Brady,
Super Bowl.
Would you admit that Tom Brady had a big turnover that cost him the game last year?
Yeah,
okay.
But that, so what?
No,
that
but
doesn't
I'm,
mean he's not a great. What it, that doesn't take
saying,
away the great things he did. Either.
I understand, but
if
just,
it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have been that close.
If Tom Brady didn't leave points on the board in Miami, they probably would have won that game despite that play at the end. There's a lot of moments
that's
I can point to.
Regular season game.
I'm just saying,
I mean,
and they would be at home.
At this point, who cares?
Tom Brady's not the greatest. All I'm saying is Bob Kraft, I get it. He's made you a lot of money. You have a very valuable franchise. You owe a lot to him. You like Tommy because he comes to your mansion and hangs out with you and your family. I get that. You are not the He's not the greatest. I don't care how many Super Bowls he's won. He's not the greatest football player.
Let me ask you this. So he's got five Super Bowls.
He's lost three.
Can he be?
That's what I
is there? Let me ask. I really want to ask you a serious question. I'm with you. He's not the greatest player. But is there a number of Super Bowls, realistically, is there a number of Super Bowls? Like if he won six or seven, is there some number where you would say, you know what, he's the best quarterback?
It would just depend. Did he win six and seven the way Peyton Manning won number two, where he had 90 yards and was horrible in the Super Bowl?
He's not showing any signs of that.
I'm just saying, but you know, when you look at Peyton Manning's second Super Bowl.
But we do give him credit for it.
I'm not taking it away, but you know he hitched his wagon to defend. I'm saying, so did Tom Brady throw 500 yards and play well, or is he just on the team and he's dinking and dunking and he's not? The major cost.
A lot of quarterbacks dink and dunk.
But today. I'm just saying he's not the major. It depends on how they
he
win.
He has to lead them. He has to throw 400.
I'd have to see him play well. That's all.